This is Ritvik from Creative Disturbance, and we have with us Adnan and Vincent. Both of them, they're working on this sensorial performance called Augury.
Yeah, okay, my name is Adnan Naseem Khan, and I am an MFA student with UTD and run a small company called Astral Hawk Interactive and do conceptual projects. And I've done some interactive performances in the past. So Augury was just a basic idea. The inspiration started from one of my professor Roger Molina's room, where he asked about like always. He says, "What are you gonna do?" And as clueless as I was, this student comes up, interrupted us during our meeting and asked for some directions, and we gave her some directions. And as Roger came back, I had an idea, and that idea was Augury.
How did you form your own project, Astral Hawk Interactive?
Well, the thing is, Astral Hawk is all about like my business. When I took that business, it was all about a video production side, and it still is, and commercial video production. But now I'm I wanted to do these specific case studies, and somehow the concept of Augury was generated academically, but yeah. it blends the crossroads with my case studies as my company. I was in Thomas Riccio's class before, and he told us to do absolutely anything within a silent space for 15 minutes, and everybody's observing, and then you form your narrative on the go, and then you bring something from your imagination and you perform that. And during that performance, I saw myself reborn. I saw myself from an animal. I decayed, I died, and I was reliving again. I want to digitize my thought, primal to spiritual. We think meditation is the key. So we're bringing the idea of thoughtful meditation through a performative piece where it shows the evolution from our current worldview and contemporary worldview to a perspective, idealistic worldview, what we think would be a better as performance.
So you said there were animals involved in this, in this performance. How do you like interacting with animals in daily life?
That's a very good question. Vince and I are basically, and one of my very, very good friends, Nishi here, we've been really getting into animal behavior, and observing animal behavior is actually a key to a lot of different things which we don't realize. We think we are intellectual beings, but I think we are more primal beings than intellectual beings. We are still discovering sides of our intellectual side, but then our primal self sometimes takes over. So I think animals have a very good sense of understanding, and realize it or not, we're all animalistic. We're very animalistic, how we interact with each other, the likeliness and the longitudinous of relationships. The animalism in all of us is our primal self.
Yeah.
And that's the idea of Augury, is to take that, it's to understand and confront that reality of yourself as a fearful self and bringing it out and understanding the spiritual side and energetic side of you, which is very, very important for humanity.
Actually, going back to meditation, me and Adnan originally met. We were both doing some recording for a mutual friend of ours who's a DJ in Ibiza. And Adnan was there doing a session, bringing in his knowledge of ragas and stuff.
Okay.
And then I was there doing multiple instrumentation for it. So we met there in the studio, and I started talking about some of the work that I do. I work with binaural beats and music to help facilitate meditation and relaxation and stuff like that. So he was interested in it, and he was like, "Yeah, send me some music, you know." And I was like, "Yeah, well, I'm still in my research kind of development stage of it." And he's like, "Dude, just send me some samples." So I did, and then I travel a lot too. So we were keeping in touch through emails. Yeah. And I guess a few months after, something like that, he was like, "Dude, I'm totally digging, you know, your meditation songs, your binaural beats and stuff."
Yeah.
And he's like, "When you're in town, can we talk?" So we got together and we started talking, and we kind of resonated on many other aspects too.
Yeah.
Artistically, you know, spiritually.
Yeah.
And then we started traveling together.
Yeah.
So through music, it kind of like brought us together. And through meditation, he started using some of my music in his practice, because he has a practice, a meditation practice. And he started actually taking some of my specific songs and putting them in a certain order to help his meditation practice. And when we were in Medellin, I don't know, maybe a year ago, right? A little over a year ago, he showed me how he was using my music in his practice. We're up there in the mountains looking over
9,000 feet above Santa Elena.
It's beautiful. We have my music, which I know because, you know, I created it, right? But when he showed me how he uses it in his practice, it was like, instead of becoming the composer of the music and knowing every aspect of the music, I suddenly became it was almost like the first time I heard it again. And kind of went through all these different, you know, motions and stuff, and it was beautiful. So it was neat to see how someone else took my music, interpreted it, and used it.
Yeah, and it was almost like both your art forms coalesced together. Yeah. And as he always says, he is the eyes and you are the ears.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's almost like both your art forms are going to form an animal. And can you discuss more about the installation that you're planning?
So when the idea came about, the first person came to my mind was him and Thomas Riccio at some point, but him was the first, because first I as a photography and as a video background, I always think audio visual, and whenever I think visual, there's an audio side, and I think Vincent is the only person who can understand my visual side really well, so it just resonated it perfectly. And then I discussed the idea with him, and he was right on par with that, because that's what he wants to do, and that's what he's been actually doing with another collaborator.
It's like
of
taking
ours.
It to another level.
Actually, he's doing the similar thing with yoga practices and meditation practices and the psychosomatic atmospheres, where they're really healing real people's problems, man. The people are coming in and they have problems in their lives, emotional lives, and these guys are helping through their audiovisual experience. They're helping these people to evolve to the next step and movement.
And that's what we're adding to.
And what we're doing is exactly the same thing in a 20-minute succession. Augury is a combination of science, art, technology, and we call it consciousness, blended into one performance. And all these elements are intermingling to bring that story out, to tell that narrative. So now there's two very major elements. One is technology and one is immersion in performance. So the technology part is basically biofeedback-based devices. We don't just want to perform and we just don't want to conceptualize. We want our audience to be part of us and truly part of us. We want our internal self to be coherent. And once we're talking about breathing together, we want to emphasize on these ideas of collective perception, collective perceptive meditative techniques, where we breathe together, we dream together, we do things in a community and give each other
move together.
Yeah. Through our brain feedback, we're actually telling a story of what is going on in your brain. The technology we're using with emotive are basically brain helmets. They're called the brain helmets, and they're 5-point EEG readers.
Okay.
What the helmet is doing, it's part of biofeedback response, but it takes your brainwave response and EEG raw data, and you export that data to trigger commands. So your brainwaves actually can trigger commands in real time.
Okay.
And that's how what our concept of third eye, interactive third eye, comes in. Mm-hmm. So we call it the shamanistic third eye awakening, where our brainwaves are being read. And
how are you extracting these brain waves?
One of our professors, Scott, is helping us out in making that interaction happen. We've been using Max PD. Right now, we've been playing piano with our facial recognition movement.
So how is the process of absorbing and retrieving that sound in the memory and then placing it in your
laptop? One, it's being aware, right? Being aware of your surroundings and taking some of those natural sounds and interpreting it in... I guess in a more musical audio way. For me, I guess it depends on who I'm working with too. So you kind of always have to sort of not only put some of your own music aspects into it, but you also got to be aware of interacting with your client or whoever you're working with, right? Because it should be a collaborative thing.
Yes. It's like a momentum, it's like a yo-yo, right?
Yeah.
You have one artist at the other end of the yo-yo always. So it's like two artists working together. You keep pulling each other's momentum, right?
You don't want to go in with so much ego that you forget, you know.
Both of you work reflectively. That's what I feel always.
Yeah, and that's what I try to stay aware of. Even if I, you know, even when I used to be in bands and stuff and play different instruments, was always, you know, especially in the rock world or pop world, sometimes you get those guys that just kind of want to noodle and play all over everyone, but you're stepping over the music, you know? So I was always tried to be conscious of not, you know, stepping into
and
the
you're
music.
In a family of musicians, right? Even your brother plays in a band. And
yeah,
he,
my
he
brother,
played,
yeah, I just got back from South by Southwest. My younger brother from Brooklyn was in a band up in Brooklyn called the Future Punks. So it was the first time I got to see him
in that band.
So I got to see some shows last week in Austin, South by Southwest. Yeah. It's cool. And then my older brother, we used to have a project called Mavis 40, and it was real experimental type music.
I think immersion is one of the most empowering techniques. When first the hawk and the wolf comes in, and the bear comes in, and we immerse within people. And within those lights, we move and we have a choreography. That choreography is going to be among people. Mm. And there's going to be other performers possibly kind of initiating people. It's going to be a ritual.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna end up killing each other at one point. Right. And we're going to have that shock value of natural atrocities and the survival of the fittest. And then we're all going to awaken by a shaman. Mm. And the shaman's going to awaken everybody. It's going to invite everybody from the audience to come in and join the circle of life.
Yeah.